And welcome to episode 61 of Sports with Friends. I'm Seth Everett. We've got a lot of stuff coming up, and this is a great way to start. The NCAA bracket was released last night. I happened to have been on the air on NBC Sports Radio at the moment that it was presented. The reason why I'm saying it was presented and why I hesitated was because actually there was a leak. We got it off Twitter about an hour before the CBS thing. I criticized the CBS show, not the broadcasters. The broadcasters did what they were told to do. I just don't understand the platform and the format. I don't understand picking games while other brackets aren't released. I find it salacious trying to just bait and just wait and make people have to watch. I'm glad the leak happened. It helped me figure it out. And I found out my Syracuse Orange were in. We'll do a special Syracuse podcast later in the week as we get closer to their game against Dayton. They're back in the NCAA tournament after a year absence. So it's something to look forward to. And I'm a Syracuse alum and this is my podcast. So I get to do something like that. Brian DeCourcy did a great job last night. He called into NBC Sports Radio and did an amazing segment, just initial reaction on the bracket. This is going to focus more on the bracket. Before we get into the details of the tournament, what were his initial thoughts of the bracket? It was a great segment. I couldn't ask him to do it again. I wouldn't need to. The kind folks at NBC Sports Radio said, here, promote it. That's the way it goes. I have a Sunday show now on NBC Sports Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. I talk about all the sports. So whenever there's something that good, I can't even imagine doing it elsewhere. So why not? Brian DeCourcy from the Sporting News. This is the actual NBC Sports Radio segment that we aired on Sunday, March 13th, right here on Sports with Friends. This segment of NBC Sports Radio brought to you by Grainger, serving you with the products you need to help keep your facility running. Call, click, or stop by today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Let's quickly welcome in our thank our guests for being flexible here on has to be a busy day. National basketball columnist for Sporting News, Michael DeCourcy, is on the line with us now. Michael, Seth Everett in our NBC Sports Radio studios, thank you so much for doing this, man.
Oh, happy to do it.
Good. You know, everybody talks about snubs, and, you know, somebody pointed out to me just now on Twitter, you know, 5 years ago, it was Syracuse who got snubbed in 07. Syracuse gets in. A lot of people thought they wouldn't. Monmouth, San Diego State. How big an argument can Monmouth make?
Oh, I think Monmouth has an intense argument, and it's one of the more egregious omissions that I've seen. Usually, when a team is excluded from the tournament now with 68 teams, you have a clear reason why you're left out. I mean, there are two teams in this field that, honestly, if they'd been left out, nobody would have even raised an eyebrow other than maybe even the fans of those particular teams. I don't think anybody in Tulsa thought they were getting in after after their weekend in the American tournament. There just didn't seem to be anything to support it. And I was shocked to see them come up as early in that marathon show as we did. And then Syracuse, I was a little surprised. I would have put them at the end of a line that included Vanderbilt and I would have had them in ahead of Vanderbilt. So I thought that I didn't know that there'd be room for Syracuse, but I thought I had them in ahead of Vanderbilt. So I was surprised, but I wasn't really shocked. Vanderbilt's one that really I didn't think was really justified. It goes to the over importance of the ranking metrics like Ken Palm. I love Ken's statistics in terms of the way he breaks down offense and defense. I think it's essential, indispensable what he does. But I'm not a fan of ratings, computer ratings. I don't think they really do anything for the sport. And to overweight it in the way that they did in choosing Vanderbilt, I think that's a mistake. I don't think Vanderbilt earned their way in. Monmouth did. Monmouth won a good league, not a great league, but a good league. They went 17-3 in that league. They made the tournament final and played it close. And they went on the road in their non-conference and beat four high major teams, including two that made the tournament. I just don't see how that doesn't make the field in this particular season.
Talking to Michael DeCourcy from the Sporting News. He's an NCAA basketball columnist. LSU late today announced that they are going to forego the NIT. LSU got invited to the NIT. There was no way I would be talking about that. Are you surprised that they said that they will not participate? Isn't there money involved for being in the NIT?
Oh, you don't make a lot of money, no. It's not a huge payoff. I'm sure that LSU can get by. I mean, it's like the nachos concession for a home football game is about what you make on the NIT. I don't know that specifically, but that's a good approximation, I'd guess. I understand why they're doing this. I mean, you have an asset in Ben Simmons who could very easily get injured chasing a championship that's not really going to change their program much. I think they have a lot of reevaluation to do there. Bringing in Ben did not work on any level. Except it brought attention to them. They did not handle this circumstance well. They didn't build a good schedule for him. They didn't assure that the players around him were invested in having one of the great players, great talents in college basketball. And in the end, they didn't win enough games. And it's funny because a lot of the year, people talked about how great their talent was, and I never believed that. I thought that Ben was terrific, but I never thought that the other players were as great as they were being pitched as. And I thought that it was overdone. And then they get to the semifinals of their league tournament, and Ben scores, I think, 11 or 12, and the rest of their guys scored like 8 apiece or something. It was a team that was oversold to begin with, and not well managed along the way.
We're talking to Michael DeCourcy here from the Sporting News. Michigan State gets a 2 seed, while Virginia gets a 1 seed. I know this is not that big a deal, but what about the idea that Virginia losing in the ACC game doesn't get knocked to a 2 seed? Villanova didn't get moved up. Nobody.
Yeah, it's not just so much that for me. I mean, I just think you have to look at the whole season, and I didn't think that the Virginia record stood up to Michigan State. As a matter of fact, when I looked at it, I did a column about that this morning and told you that I thought it should be Oregon, Kansas, Carolina, and Michigan State, and I didn't even bother to break down Virginia's, or at least present Virginia's breakdown in the column, because I didn't think it was strong enough to match up with the others and even really get into the debate. I thought the one that they would be in competition with would be Villanova. And not that I thought that Villanova's was as strong either, but they had been presented for a lot of the bracket season as a potential number one, and they didn't end up getting one, and they end up actually getting the fourth number one seed. So I thought that Michigan State should have been clearly the one there. I don't think it's fair to either Michigan State or Virginia. They played each of the last 2 years, once in the Sweet 16 and once in the Elite Eight. And I know they have to get all the way to the regional final to play again, but it just seems like you can vary it more than that.
Well, the variance I understand. I just didn't get the Virginia gripe about being in the same bracket as Michigan State. Beat them. You've had so many opportunities. If Michigan State goes to the Final Four, and there's going to be a lot of people who select, both the experts and the non-experts, that are going to say Michigan State's going to the Final Four because Virginia's there.
Well, I think that may be true, but I don't think that Virginia belonged as a 1 seed, and so Virginia should have been the strongest. I think Virginia should have been the strongest 2. And they should have been opposite Oregon. And this tends to happen. I mean, you wind up, because the West doesn't, A, have as many teams. I mean, they don't have there just aren't as many schools out there. And there aren't as many Division I schools. And in many cases, they don't play basketball as well. In some cases, they have some. The last couple Arizona teams were spectacular. But you wind up with an empty West region, and that's what you have. You have the East that is absolutely loaded. It may be this, relative to the season, it may be this as strong a region as I've seen. And then you have the West, which is completely empty. If you'd sent Virginia out there with Oregon, I think things would be a lot more even.
Right. If Virginia goes out West, that's the other thing. Virginia's playing in North Carolina. It's a stone's throw from them. This is a team that lost to North Carolina, yet North Carolina is the ones that get shipped out West. The whole thing doesn't seem, it's almost like half the work is done. It, believe me, I have complete respect for this committee. I have complete respect for the people who put this together. This is a very hard job. I always say schedule makers are very underrated. Yet this seems like the whole thing wasn't finished.
Why are there 17 people on the internet doing it? I mean, it can't be that hard. I mean, Joe Lunardi and Jerry Palmer are doing this every single day for like 6 months. It can't be that hard. And I didn't look at Joe or Jerry's final bracket to see how theirs balanced out compared to this, but I guarantee it was a better bracket than this. Both of them.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Last thing, when it comes down to this, what is this statement about maybe the bracket, but for Oregon to have that bracket and really starting off in Spokane of all places, just a stone's throw from Eugene. I mean, they're in a perfect position to make a real run.
Well, they are because they didn't send very many difficult teams out there with them. I mean, look, St. Joe's and Cincinnati are both good, and they'll have to work to win that game. And I think that's true of most of the 8-9 games that will play the 8-9 winners that will play the one.
Colorado,
teams.
Connecticut.
The one teams are going to have to work more than they maybe have in the past. But the teams that they would have to play, Duke, Baylor, they're massively flawed teams. They have no look on a good day. They can beat anybody, and we've seen that from both of them. But they're definitely flawed. And then down at the bottom of the bracket, you've got Texas A&M, which is not an overwhelmingly talented team. Oklahoma, which is the best one-trick pony we've seen in a while, but it's still only one trick. If they don't make jump shots, they can't beat you. And so I just think there's so much strength in the other brackets that Oregon got dealt a really nice hand here. I thought that the West would be weaker. I was telling some Kentucky fans this week, they all wanted to be sent to Louisville. And I said, look, you don't want to be sent to Louisville. You want to be sent out West because there aren't going to be teams out there. And unfortunately for them, they did not get sent to either place. And they got sent to the jail that is the East region, which I'm just astonished when I look over that. If literally four top 10 teams are in the East region, and I don't know how you get to that.
That's a great point, Michael. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you're busy today. It's always a chaotic day. One epilogue to this entire conversation. What was your thought on the fact that the tournament bracket got leaked about an hour before CBS wanted you to know?
Well, you know, I thought that the show went too long. Mostly not just for me. You know, I mean, but. Because of the idea of, you know, the players are out there waiting, and it's, you know, the Monmouth kids had to wait an hour and a half or whatever to find out that they didn't get a good deal. So you're doubly punished. The wait is bad, and then you find out the bad news. That's a pretty tough deal. I'm not sure that was necessarily a really fair decision for the athletes.
Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Michael DeCourcy right here on NBC Sports Radio. That's good stuff right there. All right, so the West bracket, the takeaways from that, the West bracket is a phenomenal bracket. The East bracket is a phenomenal bracket. The West bracket is left to be desired. The idea to make this even, you make Michigan State a one seed in the Midwest, and you put Virginia out West with Oregon. You could even make Oregon a two. But a Virginia-Oregon matchup it balances it out. It's a great point. My only point to Virginia is, you know, you're crying and moaning about playing Michigan State again. Beat them. I'm Seth Everett. You can follow me on Twitter at Seth_Everett. Thanks to everybody for putting the show together, to Jesse and to Mike and to Sam and everybody. Check us out on NBC Sports Radio. And just like that, the show ends, and thus the podcast ends. Thanks to everyone for listening. We appreciate the time. We've got much more planned, including another segment from NBC Sports Radio about something called Tickashore. That's going to be episode 62. I'll present that very, very shortly. But enjoy the college basketball. Go Orange. And fill out your brackets, please.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today. Available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I'm a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my